Mitzvahs Baba Basa Perchet Mishnah Gimel. Benot Tzlapcha Natlu Shlosha Halakim Banachala. The daughters of Tzlapcha, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they took three portions in Eretz Yisrael. At this time, a whole that Eretz Yisrael was divided up to those that left Mitzrayim. And if those that left Mitzrayim were no longer alive when they entered Eretz Yisrael, as most of them had died in the Midbar, then their children took the Yerusha for them. Chelak Avien Shehaya in Yotzei Mitzrayim. The first chelak that they got was a chelak that was due their father, Tzlapcha, who was one of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and he died in the Midbar, and he did not have sons, so his daughters took the Yerusha instead. V'chelko and Echav B'nechzei Cheper. The second chelak they got was a chelak that was due Tzlapcha, as Tzlapcha's father, Chefer, was one of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and he also was no longer alive when they entered Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, his portion was divided up among his sons, Tzlapcha among them, and since Tzlapcha was no longer alive, so his daughters took the chelak that Tzlapcha had that he divided up with his brothers. B'shehaya b'chor notel shnei halakim. And Tzlapcha was the b'chor of Chefer. And the b'chor takes two portions in the Yerusha of his father. So therefore, when the chelak that was due Chefer was divided up among the sons of Chefer, Tzlapcha took two halakim, and those two halakim went to his daughters. So altogether, the Bnei Tzlapcha had three halakim in Eretz Yisrael. Maseches Baba Basa, Perechet, Mishnah Dalet, Echad HaBen, Ve'Echad HaBas, Benachla. The Mishnah is telling us, at this din that we saw previously, that when the father dies, the sons have precedence for the Yerusha. Only if there are no sons, then the daughters are yours. This din is also true if the mother dies and the children are splitting up. Her Yerusha, the sons come first. If there are sons, they are Yorish. Only if there are no sons, then the daughters would be Yorish, their mother. Ela shahaben noto pishnayim b'nichzei ha'av ve'eno noto pishnayim b'nichzei ha'en. There is a difference, though, between when they are dividing up the father's Yerusha and they are dividing up the mother's Yerusha. As when the father dies, if there is a ben b'chor, he takes two portions in the Yerusha of the father. But when the mother dies, a ben b'chor does not get preferential treatment. V'habanos nizonos minichzei ha'av ve'enon nizonos minichzei ha'en. There is another difference between Yerusha ha'av and Yerusha ha'en, which is when the father dies, although if there are sons, the sons are yorish, not the daughters, but the sons are mechuyev to support the daughters until they get married or until they become a bogeret 12 and a half. As this is written into the ksuba, it is a tnai ksuba that when the father dies, the daughters have to be supported from the Yerusha. But when the mother dies and there are sons and they are yorish, they are not mechuyev to support their sisters. As the tnai ksuba is a chiyuv on the father, not on the mother.